from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, we are just like you, waiting on a word on whether or not the Falcons are going to do something when it comes to Justin Simmons, free agent safety, who they brought in for a visit. It was supposed to be last night. I don't know if they went to dinner, what the situation was, Mike, or maybe, you know, it's all going down this morning. Either way, there is no news to report as of right now. There is a bunch of things going on around the National Football League, though, guys, and we'll get you caught up here coming up in an NFL Blitz. But as far as our team's concerned, I just feel like, Mike, they're going to be talking to a lot of people between now and the start of the season. And even as we get into the season, you know, some of this stuff may happen, as we've talked to our buddy Brian McFadden about, that they may want to do something once the season starts, knowing you have the financial certainty of what that's right. going to look like versus right now. And you're just saying, hey, a lot of these veteran guys, by the way, they don't want to play in the preseason anyway. All right? They're right. That's not their goal. If Justin Simmons is signed, they're bringing him in to make sure he's acclimated to the defense and what's expected. They're not bringing him in here to play in a preseason game. He knows how to play. So I think that's part of this too, Mike, is a lot of these teams, we've been saying, look at all these guys on the sideline.
Right.
Why hasn't anybody signed them? All these teams are going through the same processes.
Yeah, and I know that every time Brian, to your point, brings it up, he just says, look, it's the financial aspects of not having to guarantee the league veteran minimum, or, you know, there's a max that they got to pay. Xavien Howard, Adoree Jackson, Patrick Peterson, Stephon Gilmore, and then, you know, sort of like two, there's two or three tiers. J.C. Jackson, Eli Apple, these guys are out there, Keon Crossan. But, I mean, just most of those guys are still better, honestly, than what we're rolling out, unless they really feel Kevin King is
different.
Got the mojo back. I mean, if you missed our conversation last hour, this guy took a year off to get healthy, and then Murphy's Law, he blows out his Achilles in the spring of basically coming back to play, and now he's coming back to do the job, and they must, Jimmy Lake and the defense and Coach Gray, they must really love these guys, because otherwise, you'd think we'd have done something.
Absolutely. We mentioned J.J. McCarthy, by the way. The update on the knee surgery is, and he is going to undergo surgery to repair a torn meniscus.
That's like what, 4 to 6, 7 weeks?
And so they're saying, Mike, once the surgery happens and they get in there, they're going to figure out what it requires as far as trimming or complete repair of the meniscus.
Nothing was picked up. This wasn't a pre-existing type deal that they couldn't get in the because, you know, the combine, they talk about you feel like a piece of meat.
That's right.
Getting poked and prodded, but this just happened, I guess.
Huh?
Wow.
So after the first preseason game, McCarthy apparently said he felt some discomfort this weekend. They check it out. Boom. So they've got to actually get in there and see, and that's going to determine why they haven't said how long he's going to be out, whether it's a complete repair or if it's just a trim.
I mean, I said to Carl earlier, I mean, if you're a Vikings fan, you're a Michigan man, or you really just like the pick, and you certainly like what you saw in that preseason game. Look, as we said, third string, whoever he's going up against, he looked great. Ball's coming out. He had two beautiful touchdowns, caught both guys in stride. I mean, it looked NFL veteran-type throws. So talk about like the old, like, you know, womp, womp, womp. Who's my quarterback? Let's go. Oh, Barbara, let's get in the car. We'll go down to the big Viking ship and we'll see Sam Darnold.
Yuck. Yeah, and they were out there for the preseason game. They showed up.
It was a big crowd. It really was.
They did show up. He put out a nice tweet saying, I love you, Vikings Nation. I'll be back in no time. So that is news today only because, again, we're talking about all these rookie quarterbacks and who may have impact. Well, we're going to have to wait now to see what kind of impact J.J. McCarthy has. Also, speaking of Michigan, Mike, did you see this? And it doesn't surprise me. Harbaugh, no longer going to be the honorary captain for the opener.
Whoop.
Imagine that.
Shocking.
You brought all this heat, and now you're like, I didn't do anything. I didn't lie.
Such
I didn't steal.
Sophomore ploy.
Yeah, I didn't cheat. And now you're like, hey, Harbaugh, come back for the opener, man. We want to honor you. No, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, now, did Michigan rescind the invitation?
Who knows?
Chris, is that what happened? Michigan rescinded, or Harbaugh just said, I'll tap out? Because you could argue that somebody in Michigan might have said, you know, maybe we don't do this.
It's not a good idea.
You know, with the NCAA and our future hanging by a thread about ever playing in a bowl game in the next couple of years, maybe we shouldn't thumb our nose at the NCAA. Just a thought.
Yeah, he apparently declined this. It is August 31st against Fresno State. Woo! and the team will celebrate its national championship at Michigan Stadium, the big house.
Yeah.
So he declined this.
Chris just found it. Yet the quote was, I didn't want to leave the Chargers.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, we went round and round on this, and unless you are a Michigan fan, I mean, come on. It's you couldn't imagine a guy not having any information, any idea that his, I mean, you tell me
don't
the defense.
Lie.
Coach Harbaugh.
Don't cheat.
I love you, man.
Don't steal.
That the coach is on the defense, you're not involved at all. You literally just poke your head in. We good? We good for Saturday? Okay. See you guys at the field. No, it's not the way it works. So, either way, Michigan's got a title. They're never going to take it away.
Do you feel? Look, let me ask you.
But Ohio State fans, they'll be bellyaching about this till they die.
Well, here's the deal. Ohio State beat them. I get it. You feel like they cheated now, and it's even more prevalent. I get it. You got to beat them. Ryan Day. Mike, though, let me ask you this. Sharone Moore's going to be there, like, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Seriously.
DJ City, man.
Come on. Seriously.
I mean,
he's not sticking in stains.
He's going to last a year.
I mean, a year?
A year.
I'm kind of feeling the same way.
He'll get fired.
By the way, Michigan, I do not believe they win another national championship this year. Okay. I don't
never
even know
lie,
if they're.
Never cheat. Never steal.
I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team, but I got to thinking about Sharone Moore and all this. Like, you know, you get the job, and now you're dealing with all of this. And somebody's got to be the fall guy, Mike. It's not Harbaugh. Somebody's got to be the fall guy.
Well, I tell you what, nothing against Texas. I mean, I do root for Texas, you know, their interests don't conflict with my interest. Boy, I think we're all Texas fans on September 7th when they go into the big house.
Beat down. Beat down.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you're ready for that one, right?
Beat Texas, down.
Yeah, it's good. We talked about it. Wisconsin hosts Alabama. Texas, you know, taking on Michigan, both going to the heart of Big Ten country. That's statement games.
It is. It's a big deal. And this is why, again, we get back to at the end of the year, depending on, you know, one or two losses. If you're telling me Texas lost to Georgia after going to the big house and beating Michigan and maybe, you know, beating Oklahoma, like that strength of schedule, Mike, how do you debate that? You can't. This is why I think they're going to be a playoff team. Now, whether they'll be, you know, SEC champs or not, we'll wait to see. But, yeah, that's a hell of a way to start the season. But, by the way, Texas by 50.
I like it. Rematch, by the way, from the national championship game falls on October 5th. Michigan travels to Washington, to Seattle for that one. Another big game.
It is. All right, guys. We are Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Would you sign a guy who's been out of football since 2018?
No.
Dan Quinn did. The Washington Commanders signed Martavius Bryant. You guys remember Martavius Bryant?
Vaguely.
He last played in the league 6 years ago. It's been a long journey. Big guy. Always, this was the key. He was 6'4", hard to defend. But he was suspended, Mike, indefinitely for drug use in 2018.
Right.
Reinstated in November of 2023. The Commanders are like, bring him in.
But there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard
with good people.
Yeah, suspended by the Steelers in the NFL in 16. Went back to the Steelers and Oakland. And that's the last time he played. Wow.
Long
I remember him.
Time.
I remember the guy. Man, I had to look him up on Wikipedia.
Martavis Bryant. So he caught 126 passes for 17 touchdowns in three seasons with Pittsburgh from 14 to 18. But point is,
Clemson guy.
Yes. This is, you talk about rolling the dice and talking about us taking on veterans that got
right.
This is a whole nother deal. Well, 6 years?
Might as well call Kaepernick next.
Here you go.
I mean, somebody might as well just call Kaepernick.
Here you go. You're looking
for
backup.
Harbaugh
will.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him.
Maybe Harbaugh will.
I mean, I tell you what. He loves being the center of the shenanigans. I can see him doing it.
He does. Bo Nix, guys, talking about quarterbacks in his first action since the Broncos made him the 12th overall pick, showed that he might be ready for Sundays. Now, I'm still not a believer, but, man, he did look comfortable as he was roaming around and making plays with his feet. Led the team to 4 scoring drives and 5 possessions, Mike, and a win over the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Colts again, who cares about preseason wins? Did he look the part? 15 to 21, 125 yards and a touchdown and a 1-yard scoring pass to Marvin Mims in the second quarter. Is Bo Nix the next big deal in Denver?
Well, we were kind of pooping on that, and then we saw the story. Now, maybe as we said yesterday, Sean Payton was just trying to motivate the guy. They had him third on the depth chart behind like Jared Stidham. Who's the other guy, Chris? There's another stiff out there. Oh, Zach Wilson, former Jet, bum. You know, like Squinchface Creep from Cobra Kai. But he just balled out. All Broncos fans want to see him out there. And we'll see. Like, Sean Payton, everyone talks about what happened with Russell Wilson and everything. Whatever. They never got off on the right foot, and it's probably on Russell. But Sean's a hard guy to get along with, too. how much of his legacy is on the line to go get back and being a genius, right? Because he only makes such a genius without having Drew Brees under center.
Yeah, I'm with you on this.
But this guy can do more things athletically. Drew Brees was never a guy that was going to pick him up and put him down. No. This guy can do that.
Yeah, but Bo brings that element. We will see. And by the way, if he starts week one, that means they have totally bought in. And by the way, you picked him number 12. Start him. Who's the guy that's there from the Jets? Who's the guy?
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Are you going to roll with that, Mike?
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Yeah, I wouldn't mess. This is one, like we said, if you're a Vikings fan right now, you're just so crestfallen. If you're a Broncos fan, you're like, come on, get him out there. That's why anytime you go through this rigmarole of putting the washed-up retread quarterback out there in weeks one or two, how does that help the development of the guy that you drafted for a reason? That's why I don't get it. Hey, Ian O'Connor's got this book. I ordered it on, from Amazon yesterday. Looking forward to reading this thing. It's a biography about Aaron Rodgers. It's an unauthorized biography. And apparently he reached out to 500 people, had 250 interviews of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers did his weekly Q&A on WFAN, our sister station in New York.
All right.
And they said, is the biography authorized or not authorized?
You done messed up, A.A. Ron!
A.A. Ron goes, that's a rhetorical question, right? It is not. But he does give Ian O'Connor credit. He goes, he did a lot of research. It has nothing to do with me. He's done other books with other famous people. And he goes, at the end, before he'd already finished the book, first draft, he reached out and had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers.
That's good.
To go over some of the stuff. So it's not a collaborative effort, but it's not like you could categorize it as a totally unauthorized, because he actually did have some interaction with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's like with all of these unauthorized things, right, Mike. You reach out to the people that you're talking about or that you're writing about, and you say, hey, do you want to add anything to this? This is what I'm putting out there. And most times it's no comment. I'm glad he spoke to him.
Right.
That's great. And let me know what you think about the book. I know his family has come out right in this thing and talking about the dysfunction and all that stuff. We'll see, man. I think, listen, there's no team that has more pressure on them than the Jets. Teams. I'm not talking about just the quarterback. The general manager, who now looks like an idiot with this whole situation going on with Hassan Reddick. The head coach and Robert Saleh, who looks like he may not be in control, the quarterback, and the whole organization, Mike, everybody's under the gun right now, pardon the pun, when you talk about if this thing goes wrong, they're all done.
Right. And Robert Saleh, you said it. He's got to massage the whole situation with Hassan Reddick, because if you do find a way to get him back in camp, you don't want to bruise the ego there. Yeah, it just seems like for a team that you just laid it out there. It's Super Bowl or nothing. It's all in. This is a lot of stuff. There's a lot. I mean, in New York, too. One thing, you're doing this in a smaller market.
I agree. Hey, man, 49ers canceled their Saints practice because of injuries. They're just beat up. They got 23 players that did not take part in practice over the last few days for various reasons. So Kyle Shanahan was like, we're out. We're not going to do this joint practice. We're already beat up enough. On top of that, Mike, Kyle Shanahan says he's confident that Brandon Ayuk is in shape. They still have not moved this dude.
You said that Brandon Ayuk is taking part in meetings. Is there anything that he's able to do or has done on the field, whether it's just, you know, running routes with the quarterbacks or anything of that nature?
Not with us. You know, I trust Brandon knows what he's got to do for this year to get ready to play. I have a feeling he's finding a way to stay in shape and do those things. But there's a football shape element that I know he's eager to get back to, and us too. So hopefully we can get to that soon. But Brandon knows what he's got to do to be in shape for the season, and I feel confident he's doing that.
Trade this guy already. Well, what are we waiting on?
I mean, but it's kind of gone full circle now. It's been like a real sort of like roller coaster. First, it was like they're going to shop him around. It was really hot and heavy for a minute with the Steelers. Then they kind of make it sound like, well, they can still find a way. And it's just what we talk about with Robert Saleh. Shanahan's not going to say anything that's going to tick the guy off. You want to keep him, you know, engaged. You know, he's there at the facility. It's kind of weird how this whole thing's played out. But we just joked around about Colin Kaepernick. I mean, would you rather have Kaepernick under center as your third-string quarterback or Nathan Peterman? The guy with a 53.1% completion rate on his career is back. The Raiders bring back Nathan Peterman. How do these guys keep the gigs? It's mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing. It is. All right, coming up, you're going to hear from Clark Phillips. He's in a battle to be one of the starting corners potentially for our Falcons. Find out what he had to say and stay caught up with him. It's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're going to get a chance to hear Clark Phillips with Steak coming up. Check out the Steakhouse. Check out Andy and Randy. Check out The Morning Shift. All of the shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, how many people we meet and they go, I love the radio
radio station. I listen all day.
Right.
Appreciate you guys, man.
And it was great. Yesterday, at the end of the show, a bunch of folks rolled in right about 6 o'clock up at Hooters.
Oh, wasn't that cool that his wife allowed him to come?
Yes. And his wife drove all the way from Decatur up there to Buford, one of our listeners, and we gave him some swag. We had some goodies from 92.9 The Game. We'll be there tomorrow, guys, Wednesday. And then Thursday, we wrap up our residency for the summer. We'll be back for more events up there, but it is the Taj Mahal.
You going to play drums?
Yes. I'm going to be like Bruno Mars. I'm going to sing, dance. I'm going to do a drum solo. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, man, it's always been a lot of fun. So Thursday or Wednesday tomorrow, come by and see us. You're going to see us for a minute up there at Hooters Mall in Georgia.
He used, by the way, and Mike, I forget his name. I know you're listening. And we sat there and talked with him. And after the show, we had a shot. Yes, we did, after the show. And I said to him, what did you say to your wife? And he said, I told my wife if I wasn't allowed to come, I would be very disappointed. And she said she felt some kind of way.
Right.
And she was like, okay, we'll go. We'll go.
Well, you know, it's really cool. We fall into, because our listeners, we have the best audience out there. We've been talking about it for years. Like, you know, and we just celebrate. And this is our 10th anniversary year, by the way. Stay tuned for some more shenanigans. But we have some great folks. We met a guy who runs a body shop, and he does a lot of custom restorations and some classics, too. Just sort of, you know, everything. You know, Chevy, Ford, the whole thing. I'm looking right now. I've been trying to find it, and I got this service. I got this through the guys at Caffeine and Octane. Track down my dad's old Olds 442. It's in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, wow.
Guys got it. It's got like 97,000 miles on it. It needs a little bit of work. Still negotiating. I just started the process last week. I'd love to be able to get it back here and then fully restore it to what it looked like when I was a kid. White with the gold trim. Mm. So anyway, but it's kind of cool. I got a guy. Now I got a guy. So it's just a part of the process. And that would be kind of fun to kind of document it and show if we can ever pull the trigger on the deal.
I totally agree. I talk about that Cutlass that I gave up. And I wish I still had it. But
it is kind of wild. You think my dad, car goes all the way from like Wanton, New York to like, you know, again, Wichita, Kansas.
You never know where these things end up, man. It's crazy. Who bought it? Who? Right. How to get there? Coming up, we will get into the dogs, guys. There was a lot to talk about as Kirby getting after his guys, getting them prepared and ready for the opener on August 31st against Clemson. We'll get into that and also some other college football news and notes. But as we said, Steak had a chance to catch up with Clark Phillips, and he is competing for one of the starting spots. And listen, Clark, soft-spoken dude, but Mike, we've said it. When he's out there, he makes plays, and that's why I think he's in the hunt, potentially, you know, to be one of the guys on the field when the season rolls around. Here he is with Steak.
Man, so far so good. Been good competition all the way around, and it's been fun.
How different is this year under your belt, know the ropes a little, take us through, like, your mindset as a rookie showing up, and then all the different elements of being a second-year player?
You know, as a rookie, you're coming in, man, everything is kind of new. You're trying to learn a new system, trying to learn a new scheme, trying to get to know everybody. And then, you know, everything's just, bullets are flying real, real fast. Second year under your belt, you know, you've done it before. You know, now you've, everything ain't new. And so that's the cool thing about this second year, man. You can really kind of hone in and focus on the small details of things and really try to separate.
Seems like I've covered the team about 25 years. First 10 years, two-a-days, nonstop. You know, film, you're busy all the time. Very different this era of the NFL. So camp finally broke, I guess it was when you got back from Miami. But days get long here? How do you occupy the time? Who do you get tight with over in the building? Take us through a normal day after practice. And how long does it get being around here for those 2 weeks?
Man, it's definitely camp, I'd say that. But it's a fun thing, and I love this thing. And the thing about it is, you're up here all day, and then after practice is when the time that you kind of get to build team camaraderie. You get to spend some time with the guys. Like for me, Mike, AJ, and D, who are my roommates, we got to spend a lot of time, you know, just kind of studying and stuff and getting ready for the season and really getting ready for these preseason, the joint practices, and getting our bodies primed and getting the mind right for the next day at work, you know.
When you're not studying, what are you doing? You playing video games? You watching? You streaming shows? You hanging out? What's going on when you're not in the playbook? What's the most fun thing you guys are doing?
I'd say for a lot of guys are playing dominoes. A lot of guys are playing dominoes, but for me, I was calling back home a lot, man, just chilling. I go to sleep at 9, so a lot of people was up. I was like, man, I got to get my nine hours. Yeah.
So is 9 your number?
Yeah, 9 is my number.
All right, talk about in Miami. How much time you spend trying to deal with Tyreek and some of those receivers? Because I imagine that was the real challenge there. And Tyreek, how different is he in terms of an NFL moment when you get a matchup with a guy like that?
you know, as a young guy in this league, you look for matchups like right. that. You know, when I was in high school, when early on, when I didn't have any stars or no accolades, anything like that, I'd be like, this is an opportunity to steal some stars, you know, and I look at it the same way. This is an opportunity to steal some ranking in this league. And so every time I got to get lined up on them, I was kind of licking my chops and like, man, I'm excited. If this is the best guy in the league, let me get a piece of him.
Does he seem different? I mean, I know you can play Drake and those guys are top level too, but does he really separate himself trying to deal with him as opposed to other guys?
I mean, obviously everyone knows the speed component that he has. But yeah, you know, it's football and you learn how to cover everybody in this league at playing corner. But I'd say it was definitely fun. But we had great preparation guarding guys like Mooney, Rondell, and then even Moore before he went down, you know, praying for him. But all of those guys, man, prepared as well for the joint practices against Hill and all those dudes.
You're a California guy. How much is getting used to the in Utah, California, Pac-12 type stuff? How's the weather the last 2 years? You notice a big difference. How was Miami last week?
So, man, I've kind of been all over the road map. So go from California sea level, you go to Utah, elevation, dry heat, and then you come out here to humidity. So I feel like, man, it's been a testament to who I am as a person. It's allowed me to learn how to acclimate fast, learn how to recover, and then let the body adapt, you know, to whatever's thrown at you. And then, you know, you take us down to Miami, and that was fun. A different challenge, you know, completely. It made Georgia heat feel a lot better, you know, going down there. So,
what do you love about being in Atlanta, living in Atlanta? How do you feel about the city, getting used to it, just in general? Talk about Atlanta as a city.
I love it. You know, only time I really get to go down to the city is on game day. I tell people only time I go down there game day, right. We'll go down to dinner afterwards.
After the games.
After the game, like the family will go down to eat and stuff.
Right.
Got a few places. I forget.
What do you got? Where are you going?
Because I forget the names of them. But, you know, my family will pick them out and then we'll just you know, go over there because it's close. And then afterwards going back home. But I'll rarely drive down to the city if I don't have to because I live out this way.
All right. When you think about dream moments for you, do you think about a pick six? You think about big moments, playoffs? Like when you think about visualize your NFL career, what are the things that pop into your head that get you excited?
Man, taking the ball away, you know, yeah. It's all about the ball. I feel like that's what this defense is preaching. That's what Jimmy Lake, Coach Ra, Jerry, and, you know, all those guys, Justin Hood, all those dudes are preaching, just take the ball away.
Separate guys from the football.
Yeah, take the ball away. And I feel like that's something I did in college, and that's something I'm trying to continue at this level as well.
I like the guy. I like Clark Phillips. I love his attitude. Mm-hmm. Mike and I said he's not going to grow anymore. All right? He is right. The size he is. But can he play? And every time he gets out there, you know, you feel like, okay, he's got an opportunity to make a play again. And many of you are saying, well, he played at Utah. Guys, he was great. It's not where you're at. It's what you do. He was great at Utah. Got a name for himself, Mike, right. Defensive Player of the Year. All these picks, and now here's his shot in the NFL. Right. Can he make it work?
Right. Look, you could go to Alcorn State, Mississippi Valley State.
Doesn't matter.
You could go to you go to Ivy League schools for that matter. Guys make it to the league, but the dude has got the dog in him, as we like to say. And last year, that's what kind of made a name for himself, is him going after his old rival at USC, Drake London.
I agree. Good stuff at stake there, saying he doesn't come to the city much, but he does do, you know,
dinners. 9 hours of sleep. We learned today we need a hyperbaric chamber and we need 9 hours of sleep.
Well, I will say this. Most days I don't. I get about, on average, maybe six, okay? There are days where I just, Mike, sometimes I think I have insomnia. I don't sleep. And those days carry over to the next day. And then, you know, you find yourself, like, exhausted, which many of you probably go through. But I'm with you. If I could, I'd love to sleep 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day. But everybody, you know, you read all this stuff, and it's like rest is the key to everything, right? Your health,
right.
Hair, everything. Like, it affects everything. So great for him that he does that. But I know a lot of athletes believe in those things. Hey, I'm not going to mess up my diet, and I'm certainly not going to skimp on my sleep.
Only thing Steak did not ask the question he asked today on social media, how do you take your bagel? Oh. How do you take your bagel? With a schmira? Do you go butter or you go cream cheese?
Lots of cream cheese. All just right. It's covered.
I do an everything bagel every morning. But
do you?
Turkey sausage.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Egg whites and some American cheese, man. That's
yeah. I by the way, and I may be new to this, but the bagel boys, y'all want to do some business. I'm just telling you, man, I love their bagel selection. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. They have an incredible selection. Mm. Unbelievable. Like,
is 20. Is the Brooklyn Water bagel thing still open?
It is. The Marietta
over
there?
Acres Mill? Yeah. Okay. That's my go-to back in the day. Yeah, man.
It is. Right. All right. Coming up, guys, we got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. More on the Dogs as they prepare for their opener against Clemson. Also, we will get back into the Braves. An incredible win last night. Many of you missed it. Shame on you.
Did you see this Hank Aaron memorabilia about to go to the auction block, Mike?
Yes.
Home plate bases.
Oh, man.
That Aaron rounded during his 715 career home run here in Atlanta. And the jersey from his last day with the Braves will be part of a Summer Platinum Night Sports Auction, August 23rd and through the 25th. Jersey and the bases are expected to each top over $100,000.
Yeah, man. I mean, if I won the lottery, I'd love to have home plate just for Hank, and also the fact that Craig Sager was standing there waiting for him with a tape recorder, amongst other cool things that happened that night.
That's a cool item, man.
Really is.
I mean, honestly,
Do you have any? I've got second base from the last game at Shea, or the last homestand at Shea before they tore it down.
I don't have any bases. Yeah. I got a lot of balls.
Right. Well, you got a lot of balls, man.
Got a lot of bats. I'm just thinking from a baseball perspective. Right. I got the dirt. You got me.
Carl has dirt from the World Series in Houston.
That's right, yeah. But that is a cool talking piece. Can you imagine walking in and that's framed up? You go, what is that? That's home plate the night Henry Aaron hit 715, and that's from the field.
I've got a buddy, now his wife, real quick, we got to get to Kristen. Yeah, man, no man. He's got a net from one of the Stanley Cup Finals from the Islanders.
The entire net?
A neighbor worked at the Nassau Coliseum. He's got it. So in his rumpus room, in his man cave, he's got the net.
Wow.
From like one of the Stanley Cup Finals. How he got it, I have no idea, but he's got it.
All right. Jersey, by the way, was worn by Aaron November 1st, 1974, while in Tokyo for a home run contest against the Japanese players over there. Anyways, crazy stuff.
Wow.
I love Henry Aaron. All right, we got to get to Yeah Man No. Oh, what's up, O?
No, sir? I was going to say, you mentioned Sager. This is from John Freaky, of course. Sager said that he was at one of the races one day, and Secretariat pooped. And Sager bronzed that, and he has in his possession bronze.
That is true. That is true. I don't know if his son has it now. I don't believe his wife has it, but I believe his son has it.
By the way, Sager's strong.
Yes.
We play in it every year, and Stacy, they do a great job. But last year we went, and there were so many cool folks there.
Right.
Obviously, we got rained out. But hopefully this year we'll be back with them.
Right on.
All right, man. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on today, man?
I'm irritated, fellas.
Uh-oh. Why? Why?
On my walk in today, something really grinded my gears, almost to a full halt. I almost got to a point where I almost turned around and said something really mean to a stranger. I'm glad I didn't,
okay. But
she deserved it. Now, let me set the scene for you. Every day, as most of our listeners know, I walk to work.
Right.
And it is a great walk down Peachtree Street, most of the time. Except on a day like today. Because you never know who's in front of you or behind you, how long you guys will share the road together.
Right.
Sometimes you walk with somebody for a block. Sometimes it's half a mile. Sometimes it could be the whole trek. I had a woman behind me today who was on a cell phone conversation while I had my headphones on, by the way, on speaker.
Oh, snap.
That was screaming at the top of her lungs with whoever she was talking to for about three quarters of the way to my walk.
That's the worst.
It was unbearable. I had my headphones on. They were loud. She was cutting through my headphones like glass.
What was she talking about?
She was in a fight with somebody about something, and she was very animated and very upset, but the worst part was she had the damn phone on speaker, so I was hearing both sides of the conversation, not just hers. I would try to speed up. I'd try to cross the street a little faster. She was keeping pace, man. She was keeping right on my tail.
We talked about this the other day. Jerome, the annoying Alabama and Cowboys fan who shows up at our remote set up there at Hooters.
I want my money, Jerome.
But he's one of those guys. He was doing the same thing. Why do people do it? We have it in my neighborhood. I'll be upstairs. I'm a man loft, not a man cave. And there's a woman who does the walking thing around the neighborhood holding the phone. And you're hearing, and she's just blah, 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 blah. You got the earbuds, man. Get the earbuds. They come with the phone. You know,
true.
That's what I don't get, where you get tortured by having and somebody. It's the same equivalent of what we always talk about. I'm at the airport. No, I just landed. No, I'm on the plane. No, we haven't gotten to the gate yet. Oh, you want to literally, you want to wring that guy's neck. That's the worst.
And Mike, I think Jerome's just being annoying because he's annoying. You're right. I mean, you're in Hooters and you're on the phone, on speakerphone. Come on, Jerome. We don't need to know your conversations.
Yeah.
By the way, I caught Jerome napping yesterday.
Oh, you classic. Posted the picture up, right?
Posted the picture.
Classic.
He comes up to me. He's like, I wasn't sleeping. I was rewatching LSU Alabama. Look at he grabs my phone and he goes, look at where my eyes are. Look at where I'm like, Jerome. You were blanked out.
How did you fall asleep in Hooters?
He was done. Allegedly he works, but I don't know what he does.
Whatever job he has, he's always able to just roll right in around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Every day, man. He picks his own schedule, but no, he was asleep yesterday. No denying that.
Couple of wings, couple of brews. He was ready for nap time, boys.
Yeah, that's got what that right.
For Jerome. All right, so this was something going on that. Frankly, it needed to be said.
Coming
from our boy Tyreek Hill. We all talked about, what if he and Noah Lyles were to race? Well, he was on with Kay Adams today. He answered that question. But before he answered that, he was talking about Noah Lyles saying that the Super Bowl isn't the same as a track and field Olympic championship because it's not global.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I will beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask. Oh, God. And let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
I love it.
Tyreek, listen.
I love it.
He's right. There is no bigger event than the Super Bowl. Right. People stay up around the world, regardless of time change, to watch the Super Bowl, regardless of the teams. It is the biggest single event in sports. Now, the Olympics, Mike, they had their 2.5 weeks, three weeks.
When you beat people from all over the world, I'll play devil's advocate, world champion. When you are a champion of a sport only played primarily in one country, although we do know football is now being played globally, there's an effort to make that happen. But it's the way you are described as your world, you're the best. Please. I get it. And by the way, we talked about this yesterday at the show in Guy Talk. Noah Lyles just rubs everybody the wrong way. I mean, a lot of track stars. Going back to Carl Lewis, who's kind of, I guess he's kind of refurbished his attitude and his perception, because he was an unbearable egomaniac back in the day.
No, he was.
But it just seems like these track stars, 90% of these guys are just major pains in the butt.
Well, think about it. They practice alone.
Yeah. And they're real divas.
They run alone.
Well, they definitely, you know who runs alone a lot? The 4x100, because they don't look like they ever run together. That's damn straight.
Well, they blew that. But yeah, listen, and by the way, do I think that the cheetah can beat Noah Lyles? I do.
No,
I
think he won't be. No.
I he's right. He said it. I'm not going to beat him by a lot, but I beat him.
I think a guy who specifically does that one thing will beat Tyreek Hill. We know Tyreek is the fastest guy in the NFL.
You're not running a route. This is straight.
I know. This guy's the world champion, man.
I know. I hear you. I think we take for granted that these guys run 15, 20, 25 yards down the field or whatever it might be, and that they don't have 100-meter speed. I would love to see that. This gets back to, what was it called? Battle Challenge of the Stars? Battle of the Stars?
The battle. They used to have the superstars.
I love it.
You know, and it's funny. One year, who actually won the damn thing? It was Jody Scheckter, who was a Formula One driver. Talk about the kind of shape you got to be in to drive one of those cars back in the day. But it was true. You'd have track stars, football stars, tennis, everybody. The whole shebang.
Everybody. And then you'd see what kind of athlete these guys are. But, yeah, man, I love his response, though.
They tried to bring that show back a couple of years ago with Mike's boy Joe Tessitore, and it was an unmitigated disaster.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. That's how long it lasted.
Oh, wow.
You didn't even know about it. It was Mike Greenberg and Joe Tessitore.
But it was Battle of the Superstars.
There's a recipe for not watching.
Right. Exactly. One more quick one before we get out of here. Do not ask Matt LaFleur about his wide receiver room. Because he will tell you, if I get another question about us not having a, quote, number one receiver, I want to vomit, Matt LaFleur said. He said, it drives me crazy. That's something that you guys, meaning the media, talk about.
You guys.
I feel like we're set. Yeah, man, no man. Do the Packers have enough at receiver without a, quote, unquote, true number one?
They do, guys. They do. Remember, nobody knew who their number one was last year going into that playoff game. All those guys are healthy. They're all young. They're all talented. Everybody thinks it's going to be Christian Watson, which is why I think he's tired of answering that question. But, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, man, I think they do have enough.
Yeah, man, they just took a while to develop. I mean, it's one of those things that was ironic with Aaron Rodgers his last year not being at camp for the Packers and didn't get to form some of the vibe. That was one of the things that really did finally – there were a lot of straws that broke the camel's back in that relationship.
Sure.
But not being able to forge a relationship with Christian Watson. Romeo Doubs is a guy. These guys are ballers. They got guys, man. They're just young.
Just don't tell that to Matt LaFleur because he will vomit. Oren, hit my music.
Well, it's a strong reaction to a simple question.
One of our listeners, I think his name's Tony, he said Cheetah wouldn't even race. I guess he backed out of a race against somebody a while back. I wasn't aware of this. And he put his Twitter handle up there and he says, you know what? Him talking about he beat the world champ in the 100, he's capping. It means he's lying. I hear you, man. I feel you. I don't know who he was supposed to race, though. I didn't know about this. Maybe he backed out of a race a couple of years ago or something.
But yeah,
that's what it was. Usain Bolt. Thank you.
Yeah, Simon Usain Bolt.
So he says he wouldn't race Usain Bolt, but he's saying he'd beat the current champ. Stop capping. All right. I hear you. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Dawgs. We'll talk some college football. Also, we'll get back into the Braves, guys. Can they build on what Chris Sale did last night? He was unbelievable. We'll get into it. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.